Nicholas Kirk. My guest for 1&1 this week is Nicholas Kirk, a British-born property developer who has been operating in the Czech Republic since the early 1990s and whose LaSalle Property Development Company now owns thousands of square metres of prime real estate in Prague, including the historical Milantrik building on Wenceslas Square. I spoke to Nicholas about how the property market has developed in the Czech Republic since the fall of communism, but I started by asking him what brought him to this country in the first place.
In early 1990, I discovered that I had a Czech father. I came over here looking for him. I'd never seen him before. He had served in England during the war with the Czech forces. And I came over here and found him, knocked on a green door, and there he was.
How did he react to that?
Well, he went from a healthy shade of brown to being very white and pulled me into a room very quickly and then shuffled me away to a hotel and said his wife knew nothing about me. And it was quite amusing because several years later, she obviously knew who I was, and she said she knew who I was the minute the door opened because I looked more like him than any of his Czech children.
And did you subsequently have a relationship? And was that one of the reasons why you stayed?
No, it wasn't the reason I stayed. It was a mixture of things. My property empire in the UK wasn't doing very well, so I sold up and decided I wanted to come somewhere different, so I came to Czech. And, you know, I just liked it here very much. It was a big challenge, difficult environment, but just what I thrived in. And so I came out here thinking I'd start a language school, but then I ended up opening one of the country's very first real estate agencies.
I presume the real estate market had its fair share of, like, shady deals in those days, or would that be a fair assumption to make?
What Westerners would call immoral behaviour in business, I rather generously believe is amoral behaviour in countries like the Czech Republic. There was, after all, a complete culture of even paying your doctor for quick service, and it still remains. So the fact that we had a rather corrupt system here, it was slightly endemic. And, of course, you have to remember the influential class here was basically the old communist hierarchy. And unsurprisingly, these guys are the same people who ended up doing very, very well when we had privatization and when a free market came into being. They knew all the bank managers. They went to schools with them. It is a bit smelly, and it's quite difficult for a foreigner like me to compete with people who have, you know, historical links.
Going back to that era again, like, I remember hearing all sorts of horror stories around the time about certain landlords trying to encourage rent-controlled tenants to move out, and there are stories about people ripping out stairwells and all that. So, you know, old ladies going to the shop and then coming home and not being able to get up to their flat because the stairs were gone. Did you ever come across shenanigans like that in your experiences of the Czech property market?
Well, I should preface what I'm going to say, that we had someone in England called Rackman, who wasn't averse to beating up his tenants and doing all horrible things in London. What I've seen in Prague is no worse than I've seen elsewhere. Of course, there are enormous incentives to landlords to strong-arm their tenants out of the properties. I remember a man coming to me and saying, "I will empty the house." I said, "How will you empty it?" He said, "I'll take the roof off." There can be that kind of bad behaviour, but I don't think it's any worse here. For myself, I haven't had a problem. I've probably moved up to, I don't know, 150 families from various properties in Czech. I've moved them to flats which are generally better, or they've had compensation, which has meant they've been able to buy their place. So it's been a win-win situation for both parties.
Okay, and getting back to regulated rents, there's now a case being brought to the European Court of Justice, you know, which property owners are saying that because regulated rents were so low, they're suing the Czech government for a lot of money. Do you think this case is justified, or do you think it's just an avaricious adventure?
No, not at all. I think the parties bringing the case are quite justified. But there again, maybe I've become a bit socialist. I've lived here too long. But you've got to remember that sitting tenants in Prague properties didn't take over the properties themselves. They were allowed to be there. They were placed there by the authorities. And, for example, in the houses I own, some tenants have been living there for 70 years. They've lived there all their life. Bear in mind the average income. Prague it's misleading because incomes in Prague are very high, but as you go out of Prague, they become really derisory. So we can't really ask market rents from people who don't earn enough money. And people often talk about sitting tenants in check as if there's some kind of pariah, you know, as if they're illegally. They're not. It's their homes and they should be treated with respect. I agree, rents should creep up and creep up and creep up. And they are doing.
It's now 17, 18 years since you've come here. What are the biggest changes that have happened in the real estate market in the time you've been operating in the Czech Republic?
I would say the biggest improvement I've seen here is the reduction in bureaucracy. You to the land registry, it used to be a half-day event. Now everything is electronic and you can get your business completed in 20 minutes. If you go to a notary, once again, all the procedures have been speeded up enormously. There's a lot of paperwork in Prague, but there again, there's a lot of paperwork in France, for example. I'm very happy with the way that business life is going in Prague.
Okay, and are there any major developments that are still to come or around the corner, so to speak?
Mortgages, I believe, are still in their infancy, and I would love to see some British banks coming out here, getting the licenses. I believe the money supply, once it improves to the ordinary citizen here, I believe there'll be an enormous expansion in the apartment developments.
Okay, and then one other thing that's sometimes a big issue whenever I talk to people about like property development and property management in the Czech Republic is preservationists, especially in Prague, that like some people say, I've spoken to architects who've been pulling their hair out saying that they're far too overzealous and that they hinder the restoration of buildings that would be falling down otherwise. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely not. Please go to Tessa and see a modern tower block emerging out of a beautiful, architecturally brilliant building. A monstrosity. What I am cross about is that the historical departments only woke up to the fact they should preserve the historical aspects. It seems to me, I don't know, a few years ago, because if you walk down Wenceslas Square, you'll see one or two buildings which are quite extraordinary that they're allowed to be built. Of course, it's a pain. It's a pain for me. I bought one of the most historical buildings in the Czech Republic at Milantrix. So I've had my fill of the historical department, but I appreciate they have a job to do.
Do you think you'll stay in the Czech Republic? Is this country home to you now, or do you see yourself eventually moving back to the UK?
No, I will not move from here. People often say to me, do you like being here? And I say, well, I don't like being here, but I don't dislike being here, which would have been the response I'd have given in England. Here is where my business is. I feel that Czech is still vibrant and it's developing. When I go back home, and perhaps I'm a typical expatriate, when I go back to England, I am dismayed. I feel the fabric of society, the fabric of our shopping centres is deteriorating. The hospitals are deteriorating. When you come to Prague, everything seems to be on the up and up. There's an air of optimism, and that's very gratifying.
Property developer Nicholas Kirk in conversation with Colleen O'Connor for this week's One on One.